We're ready to head over to Studio 2A. So pleased to welcome back to Locals Only, Steph and the Articles. They've got a new album out called Timekeeper. We'll hear some tracks from that tonight, talk about the making of the album and a whole lot more. So without further ado, live from Studio 2A, here's Steph and the Articles.
Just to go away, but I didn't want to hear what you had to say. I already know how you feel. Why would you love me still? I was mean, it wasn't me, but you, I would do it so.
Yeah. Well, my name is Steph, and I'll be over here singing and playing the keys. And to my left is...
My name's Chris Pierce. I play the bass. And to my left is...
My name is Thomas Beach, and I'm playing drums and percussion. And to my left...
I'm Johnny Vargas, playing guitar. And to my left...
To your left.
I'm Katie Miller. I'm playing violin.
And to her left, my name's Jess. And I'm also playing violin.
And how?
Well, it's been a busy and exciting month or so. So let's start by just talking about the album. So when did you start working on Timekeeper?
We started working on this at the end of 2015. So we went to the studio in December 2015, recorded half the record, took sort of a break to work out some stuff, and then in the summer of 2016 recorded the second half. And then it took about 6 months after that for us to finally get it all mixed up. So it was almost a 2-year process.
Forever.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not, it's long for us, but actually it's not that long for a full record.
It felt like forever.
Yeah.
Well, because we had it, we could listen to it for like at least a half year before we got to share it with everybody. So it did seem like a while, but that's the story.
Yeah. So what, if anything, was different going into the studio this time around than past efforts?
We didn't give ourselves a deadline. In the past, we were so eager to get our music out. And this time, you know, we were so busy with our own jobs and other musical things. And so this time we just kind of went in and let it happen. It happened, but we let it happen. And that's why we kind of recorded a first batch. We could just focus on that. We went back and recorded the second batch. We worked with our same producer friend Curtis Douglas, but this time we sent it to a separate mastering engineer, Ralph Patlin, and then an additional mastering engineer, Mike, with a Rogue Planet out in New York. So this time we kind of sent it to everybody. I wanted everybody that was the best at what they did to have their hands on it. So producer, great mixing engineer, great mastering engineer.
Yeah. What when you listen to the album, do you hear the impact of having all those extra sets of ears and hands on the mix?
I do. What do you guys think?
I think it's totally different than, you know, before.
So. Yeah, like I said, before we really just kind of rushed through it. We had the same engineer doing all the mixing and mastering. Sure. So I think it was really beneficial to send it to some different ears this time. Yeah.
Totally. So one thing that's also different in the room right now is that for many, many, many years, this was a band that didn't have a guitar.
Oh, ooh, no. Johnny!
That's true. This is the first Steph in the Articles record that starts to introduce some guitar.
So after many years of being sort of an iconoclast as a band in that regard, why have you finally opened the door and let Johnny start to sneak in a little bit?
Because he wouldn't leave me alone. Just kidding.
We found him.
Well, you know, for so long, I think we were stuck on, okay, these are the ingredients of our band, and this is how we need to bring these songs to life. But sometimes when I sit down to write a song, I hear it as a guitar song. Sometimes I don't hear piano at all. So I really wanted the songs to speak for themselves, you know, and give them whatever they needed, not just try to confine them to piano, bass, guitar, and violin. So yeah, I'm really excited about that moving forward too. I'm sure the next record will have much more of it. So
Way more guitar solos.
Way more guitar solos, and maybe some songs, you know, where I just get to step away completely and just kind of hang out and sing. So.
Well, Jazz Odyssey, Steph in the Articles.
Jazz Odyssey.
Chris has just been biding his time, waiting for that moment. So I'm curious, just from an arranging perspective, after many years of being able to arrange, knowing what those different ingredients were, what have been some of the challenges and what have been some of the fun things about being able to introduce that new element?
Well, in the studio, it was me and our producer just sort of playing around with it as a production thing.
Mm.
So we experimented with a lot of different parts before we actually laid stuff down. And now that Johnny's playing with us, actually a lot of the songs that didn't have a guitar, Johnny's added guitar parts to. So our live shows, you know, has that element that something different you won't hear just listening to the record.
Sure.
So I left that to Johnny. But there are some things that, you know, kind of had to happen, but otherwise we kind of let Johnny have the artistic freedom on that to layer in that guitar. So, yeah.
Is it a challenge coming into a band where, you know, you're not playing, you know, leads or just traditional rhythm parts over, you know, bass and drums and all that, but you have to compete with the violins and with the piano and a very active bass player as well, with Chris over there.
To say the least.
Yeah. So, is it have you had to take a different approach to this band?
Kind of. It's actually really nice because I get to I love chords, and so
we play a few chords. So.
Yeah.
So I loved you know, I feel like I feel out kind of the middle range a little bit, even though the piano does that as well.
Right.
It's a different timbre that the guitar brings to it. And, you know, I'm not ripping through guitar solos. I'm just kind of, you know, complimenting the beautiful music that they already make, kind of thing. So,
yeah,
it's pretty nice.
So we're going to get back into our next set here. But before we do, for people who are listening at home and have not had a chance to get their hands on the record yet, what's the best way to be able to listen to or purchase the record?
So it's on Spotify, iTunes, Bandcamp. Pretty much anywhere you can find it online. It's also available, the physical copies are available for purchase through our website, stephandthearticles.com. And I believe pretty soon here they'll be at all Zia Records locations too.
Cool.
So, yeah, there you go.
All right, so we're going to get back into our next set here with Steph and the Articles, live in Studio 2A on Locals Only.
Maybe it's something I'll never know. Whenever I see your sad face, still I cannot feel the deep down aching that you feel when you stand in alone. So don't let me get away with it again. Don't let me run away, find a new embrace. Say I have no more time to spend. And don't let me stay. Break it, please. Crying 'cause I cannot stand the feeling of bringing you down this way. So think of you every single day. What's with the rules as we're breaking, man? Why can't the goal just be?
This is Locals Only. My name is Matt Milner, and I'm live in Studio 2A here with Stephanie Articles. Thanks so much for joining us tonight, everybody.
Thank you.
You bet.
Super stoked.
Yeah, absolutely. So, once again, we're hearing tracks tonight from the new album Timekeeper, which is available in all outlets now. And during the first set, you wrapped things up with a track called Keep You Around that you put out a music video for recently. And you are now veterans of the music video game. How many videos have you put out in all now?
I don't know, something like, is it eight?
Eight?
I don't know, maybe. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, we've been a band for 8 years, so that's an average of one a year. That's pretty good.
That is pretty good.
I don't know if that makes us veterans or not, but we'll take it.
Eight's a lot. And they're all, you know, they're not just like someone picking up their cell phone camera and, like, you know, waving it around the room.
That's the next one,
right? given that you've invested over the years, you know, time and energy in putting these videos together, I'm curious to hear about the creative process. Do you typically have an idea for a video in mind at the time that you approach a director for it, or will you sort of seed creative license to whoever you're working with on each project?
The first few videos we released started with ideas from the videographers, directors. And actually, I mean, those first videos were just friends that were trying to, you know, try out their craft.
Sure.
And we got to get a free music video out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So recently, like Keep You Around, I sort of dreamt up that concept. It was slightly La La Land inspired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was the first single we released to introduce the record. And we definitely wanted to do that with like a, you know, memorable, punchy pop song. And so the video with dancing and colors, I think sort of fit that well. And so that's where that came from. And then, we worked with our friend Corey Davis, who's done some past videos for us, to film it. And we sort of, co-directed the Keep You Around video.
And how much time did you spend working on just the filming? Was it a weekend project, a couple of weekends?
Well, the filming was a couple days. We did half the video with like the dancing and acting and the band one day at a photo studio, and then we did some B-roll a separate day with just me and Corey. And then I had three practice sessions with the male actor in the video, so we got together a few times to rehearse and write the parts for the video. So it was like a month process, but a couple days to film it. Yeah.
And it's one of my favorite songs that you've written and released as a band. And I think this is the strongest album that you've put out. And it's a testament, as you mentioned before, the fact that you've been a band for a long time now. 8 years might as well be like 50 years.
It's all of our longest relationship. So, I mean, I know it's mine.
So in light of that, you talk about that sort of longevity, and in particular, with Chris and Tom, what do you think has allowed this project to stay together and to keep progressing over nearly a decade now?
Do you guys have any thoughts on that?
It's nice. Like she mentioned, you know, this last record, there wasn't really a rush, you know, and I think that's kind of the philosophy that's made it bearable to hang out with these guys for so much over the past couple of years. It's like, you know, the friendship is kind of first, you know. Of course, at first it was like, we're a band, we're playing songs, but obviously at the heart of it, if we lost our arms, I think we'd still be friends without the music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In the past, you know, we learned a lot from, you know, a lot of what not to do in all that time together, as far as the you know, logistics of creating a record and recording.
Yeah.
And so I think that I'm happy to hear that people kind of hear that from this new record, because we kind of go back and listen to our old records and we wish we did so much different. And this time we didn't want to have that feeling, so we knew that we needed to just let it happen and not put ourselves in front of a deadline to get it to people, because we're the only ones stressing out about people hearing it. No one else was sitting at home like, I need to hear these guys' new record.
I don't know, dude. My mom was pretty upset.
Except for Tom's mom.
Right.
She was pretty into it.
You know, another dynamic that I'm curious to hear a little bit about is that between the time that the last record by The Articles came out and this record, you put out a solo release as well, Steph. And obviously a little bit of a different sound. I'm curious how that, being able to sort of stretch into a different space with a different project, how, if at all, did that affect your ability to come back to this batch of songs and to this group?
So the song that we played, Nothing Left, I actually demoed out in my bedroom in that style originally. And so it was kind of cool to say, hey, I can write like this and sort of look at a bigger picture and then bring it to the band and sort of re-feel it out. So that's an example of like a song that I didn't really know where it was going to go, and I brought it to this project. That project was an accident. I got asked to do a song in that style, and then it turned into, hey, go make a whole EP like this.
Right.
And it was really fun. I got to kind of focus more on just the songwriting part and melodies and hooks. That was one. It was like, okay, these songs can be really interesting to whatever musician's listening to it, but they still got to be accessible, and there's still got to be a hook that anyone can remember. And I think that's what I took away from working on that batch of songs.
Chronologically, when did that fit in, working on that batch of songs versus the songs on this record? Because I know you...
It was right in between our last release, which, I mean, we we released like an EP at the end of 2013 and then released a couple singles in between then.
Right.
Like in 2014, 2015. So it was like, I think it was 2015 that I was working on that. And it overlapped with when I was in the studio working on this project.
Sure.
So yeah, it was kind of right in between.
You also, on the record, you brought in some terrific players to add contributions on a few tracks as well. So in those cases, did you have parts in your head that you were trying to find the right person to bring that to life? Or was it more that there were certain players that you wanted to find a way to incorporate and you entrusted them to make a contribution?
I think that we definitely heard things. Like, there needs to be this here. And so many of those people are our friends that, you know, we knew could pull it off. So, and it's nice to say that, you know, your friends had a little piece on your record. And
yeah.
So yeah, those were some of like the string parts were written in a score. So, we don't tour or play live with a full quartet, but there are some quartet or trio arrangements on there. And so we pulled in, you know, some players to bring those to life, and then, some other accessory instrumentation from other people.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the studio, we get to go all out, you know?
Right.
So I definitely try to take advantage of that.
And, you know, we touched on before the impact of, for the first time, playing around with introducing some guitar into the mix, and particularly in a live setting. But talking about what's different in a live setting, as you've done the rounds of, you know, promoting the album and playing these songs out live, have you found, given that it was 6 months or so of sitting on the record waiting for the world to hear it, are you approaching the songs in a different way when you're playing them live than the way that you were working on them in the studio?
In some ways. There are a few songs that I feel like when we get together, we sort of like hear something different that we could add to the song or do a little differently, like especially with the strings and some harmonies. And like I said, there isn't guitar in all the songs on the new record, but there is in our live show. So,
sure.
So yeah, we definitely got to rethink a little bit of the, arrangements for the songs.
Harmony wise, do you, have consistency from, show to show in terms of how you're singing the harmonies, or is that something that you've played with in a more sort of dynamic,
you know,
way?
For the longest time, no one was singing harmonies, and I was so sad. me and Chris were working on it for a while, and it just didn't come together the way we planned. So
Chris tried his best.
Yeah. So luckily, now that we have Caitlin playing with us, she has a beautiful voice, so she gets to lend that to the band, which is nice. And yeah, so I recorded all of the vocal harmonies on the record, but I can't possibly do that live. So I'm really happy to have these girls to learn those parts. And I think it really does add a lot to our live performance.
Yeah. And do you feel like your goal in trying to recreate it for the live performance is to try to recreate those harmonies on the record? Or are you trying to, now that you've got different voices to work with, are you trying to bring a different
texture to it? That's the easiest way to go about it. Just learn the harmonies on the record. But if something else works, you know, it works.
Yeah. So we have time for a few more songs here. But before we get to that, what do we have coming up on the horizon that we want to mention while we have a live mic?
So we're working on setting up a show for the winter here in Tucson. A show before the end of the fall in Phoenix, but there's one potential show that we are going to play. Well, we hope that we're going to play a November 18th up at Mesa Amphitheater, opening up for Lost Lake Street Dive. I just played Lost Lake. Lake Street Dive.
Cool.
However, it's a voting thing. So if any of you are going to the Arizona State Fair this year, the AARP booth is set up in front of the main entrance, and our Keep You Round video is being screened up against three others. And the one with the most votes plays that Mesa Amphitheater show November 18th. So let me repeat.
Vote.
Yeah, go. If you're going to the AZ State Fair,
it's your right.
You don't even
have
to register. You just show up to the fair. And that booth is really easy to find, and put in a vote for us. We would really appreciate it.
Terrific.
So we hope that's our next show, but we can't confirm right now. It's up to y'all.
There you go. All right. So with that, we're going to get into our last set. And I want to thank everybody and Stephanie the Articles for joining us tonight. And don't forget that you can watch this performance on YouTube. We'll put it up on our YouTube channel, and you can actually watch it on Creative
Tucson
as well.
We're on video right now?
I'm afraid so. Put your shirt back on, Tom.
Damn, dude, I'm sorry.
So, and then, of course, you can stream this if you go to KXEI.org tomorrow as well. But with that, we're going to get back into the music. Stephanie Articles here on Locals Only.
Don't watch the television, but I hear it in the background. If I made any decision, oh, why didn't I say it out loud? My bedroom's not a prison, but the only place I can sing aloud. I look through the same window, made of a little plastic screen. I see the popularity contest and everything you read sweet. That's where I'll be. Everything could be so much worse, but it's not from your experience. And I used to hear these things as if they were supposed to be happening. Now my thoughts are taking time to walk back to places I don't wanna see. Thinking over how I started.
here's a throwback for ya. So much in my head, just sleep it out. I try to forget, but it's singled out. My heart beats fast, but there is no one. Only anxiety I can't overcome.
Listening to Steph and the Articles live in Studio 2A here on Locals Only. The new record is called Timekeeper.
Mm-hmm.
You can get it wherever records can be got.
Yeah.
And we have a few minutes left, so I want to just talk a little bit about the future. What does the future hold? Are you already thinking about getting back into the studio, taking these songs on the road? What excites you beyond hopefully winning that contest to be able to play on November 18th?
Yeah, exactly. Well, the rest of the year is pretty busy for us all individually, so we're hoping to maybe do some touring at the beginning of next year, and maybe just do some weekend runs to nearby cities. So, looking at some tour dates at the beginning of next year. I can't tell you any of those right now, but that's the hope. I think we have a little more time to try and get this record out there before we're thinking about getting back in the studio again. But of course, I would love to do that sometime at the end of next year.
Do you have ambitions for another video for the songs from this album?
Yes. There's a couple videos we're talking about making.
Oh.
So, hopefully we'll be able to share those with you again. We haven't started on those either, so I can't tell you when. But we are in talks for a couple other videos with some new directors, so that's exciting.
What's the best way for people to keep tabs on what the band is up to?
Our Facebook, Steph with two Fs and the Articles. You can find it. We're active on Instagram.
can also follow us home from work.
That works too. It works well, actually.
Maybe you'll take Tom up on that offer, but I'm not sure if we want to volunteer everyone else.
I'm willing, man. I'm willing.
So there's a few ways, you know, with the internet. Just if there's some place that you want to follow us, search us, and well,
hey,
I think we might
Google
be there.
It, you know, just Google. It. Come on.
Perfect. And once again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in, and remind you that if you missed any of this performance, you can catch it on our website in the next couple days. Go to kxci.org, head over to the Locals Only tab, and you'll be able to find a stream of this. And we'll also, in the not too distant future, have the video up for your viewing pleasure as well. So once again, I want to thank everybody for coming down, gracing us with your presence and your talent, tonight.
Thank you, Matt. You freaking sweetheart.
So we'll see you next time here on Locals Only. We'll see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Bye.